Radio.
Being a Witness on Social Media, a talk by Mary Broadsmith at the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015, held at the Adelaide Convention Centre.
Sorry I cut the song short, but we will get another version of that song on soon, so hold your breath. There is a reason why I played that song, and we'll discover it very shortly. So very quickly, my name is Mary. I work for a website called xt3.com, which is a Catholic youth website. We're linked in with all the different social networks. We produce a lot of youth resources, which we share online. And we like to show people that there is a very Christian way of using social media, and without having to be, like, over the top. You can be cool, you can be funny, but you can also be very Christian. And that's what this workshop is all about, being a witness on social media. Now, before I begin, we're talking about the new evangelization. And I don't know how many of you have heard of that, but I'm going to explain what the new evangelization is. But before we do that, I want you to meet Saint Pope John Paul II. Now, you might have all been a little bit young when he was the Pope. You might not remember much about him, except as a very old man. But when he was younger, he was a Pope when he was in his 50s. So he was a really cool Pope. Imagine, like, Pope Francis is so cool now. Aren't we so lucky with Pope Francis? John Paul II had the same impact in his generation when he was really young. And he really brought up this idea of the new evangelization. So I think it's very appropriate that we start the workshop, before I get into that, with an introduction to John Paul II, and I'm sure he would have really appreciated this. So just a second. I'll stop it there. But how cool is John Paul II? Okay, he didn't actually write that song, but they've auto-tuned his words, which, you know, how many of us would have actually read that speech? Probably not many. But now it's going to be stuck in your head all day. So you can thank me for that. And that is what the new evangelization is all about. It's finding new ways to communicate the same old message that all the words that John Paul II was saying just then are part of church teaching. It's what popes have been saying for generation after generation. But by putting it in something that's modern and new, it gets stuck in your ear and you can understand it in a new way. So that, you know what's a really funny thing? Make it that your friend's ringtone. If you get hold of their phone, make it their ringtone. It's available as a ringtone, and just watch everyone's faces when it rings on the train. It's pretty funny. I did that to my friend. She didn't forgive me. So I love this quote from John Paul II. Dear young people, the world you are inheriting is a world which desperately needs a new sense of brotherhood and human solidarity. It is a world which needs to be touched and healed by the beauty and richness of God's love. It's up to you guys. There's a lot of really bad stuff that has happened in the world, a lot. But you're the generation that are going to change that. And what has that got to do with social media? You're going to find out, because you can actually be part of this change in something so ordinary and so part of your everyday life as social media. So, okay, let's find out what the new evangelization is. So it calls each of us, first of all, to deepen our own faith and our belief in the gospel, and then go out and proclaim that to other people. So we've got a job to, first of all, be evangelized and then go forth and evangelize, because you can't evangelize if you haven't been evangelized yourself. So that all of you guys here, you're getting evangelized, and all that amazing stuff you're going to learn, it's now up to you to go out and spread that in any way you can. Obviously, face-to-face contact is the best way to do it. And another way to do it is also online with your friends. I've got those little pictures there. These are the first Christians. Like, you think it's scary now talking to people about God or about the faith? I mean, they used to get thrown to the lion pit, and they still did it. And they, think about it, there were 12 apostles after Jesus died and several other disciples. And they Christianized the whole world. They could have been thrown into the lion pit. I mean, most of them were martyrs. So if you think what's scary for us, imagine what it would have been for them. And they somehow found the strength to do it, which means we can too. So why should I care about the new evangelization? Because the world needs you, every single one of you. This world needs you to change it. Don't be a barren part of the world. I love this quote. Don't let your life be barren. Be useful. Make yourself felt. Shine forth with the torch of your faith and your love. With your apostolic life, so by being apostles, wipe out the trail of filth and slime left by the corrupt sowers of hatred, and set aflame all the ways of the earth with the fire of Christ that you bear in your heart. That is a lot to take in, but it is up to you to take away all the instead of saying, oh, the world is so, oh, it's so negative, maybe I should just stay in my little corner and, you know, maybe I'll never get married and have kids because there's too many people in the world and it's already messed up anyway. It's like, no, it's up to you and your decisions, your families, your children, if that's the way what God wants you to do with your life, or your vocations, it's up to you to wipe out that. And this is one way we can do it. So social media is part of the new evangelization. Benedict 16. Who knows who Benedict 16 is? Hands up. Okay, who wants to tell me? You over here. Well, he was the Pope, maybe not when you were born, just before Pope Francis. He was the Pope from 2005. John Paul II would have been the Pope when pretty much everyone here was born. That was John Paul II. And then, well done, he was the Pope just before Pope Francis. This is a quote from him. He wrote a lot about social media. Digital social networks are helping to create a new agora, an open public square in which people share ideas, information and opinions, and in which new relationships and forms of community can come into being. Now, the word agora is really interesting. This is your fact of the day, everyone. This is something new you're going to learn. The agora in the Christians' time was the marketplace where people would go, like this dude over here, and preach. So it was just, they didn't have the internet, so if they wanted to learn more ideas, and like they didn't have books, like it was really hard to read or to find access to a book, they'd go to the marketplace and they'd just talk to people. So that's how they evangelized. They stood in the marketplace and they spoke to people and they made friends and they said, listen to me, I met this cool guy, his name is Jesus, and you really should follow him because he's awesome. So now we tweet it. That's the new agora. The new marketplace, the new way to share ideas is on social media. The problem is a lot of people who are very anti-Christian or very full of hate have dominated that area. So how are we going to, is our legacy of this generation going to be a platform, an agora, which is just full of negativity and hate? No, like it's up to you guys to make it better. And it's so easy to fall into that for just complain. Like we use Twitter to complain, we use Facebook to complain. It's like this is the space that needs to be Christianized now and you're the ones that are going to have to do it. But the important thing is we need to focus on social media, but we also need to follow people up personally. We can't miss out on the most important things of our life. Like this little kid's missing out on meeting the Pope because he's too focused on his phone. Like, are we missing out on our real life because we're so focused? We have to know how to separate a little bit. I love this quote from Pope Francis. Who knows who Pope Francis is? Yeah. How cool is... All your hands should go up. Come on. Pope Francis. Yeah, we love him, don't we? The challenge is to rediscover through social communication as well as by personal contact the beauty that is at the heart of our existence and our journey, the beauty of faith, and of encounter with Christ. Now, I'm going to show you another video now, just to make this point possible, to show you that you can change lives through personal contact and through social media, and you would never guess how. Okay, so what was interesting about that video is not just the one-to-one contact there. There was that little part of it where someone shared a video on YouTube. And, well, they didn't say YouTube, all that copyright stuff, but, you know, he shared a video online and that changed someone's life. So you don't know how much what you share with people can change someone's life. But that actually happens the other way too. If you're sharing something really negative, really, I mean, we all need to make a shout out for injustice. We need to be out, you know, activists. We need to say when things are bad. But if we're always putting negativity online, if we're bullying people or if we're saying negative things about people, that changes their life too. And you don't know the trickle effect. Someone might become really, really depressed. They might become paranoid. And then that has a trickle, their relationships with other people. And that same line of positivity can be a line of negativity as well. So I think that's a really great example of what social media can be just as effective as what you do one-to-one. Now, we need both for the new evangelization. We can't evangelize this generation, like your generation, without being on social media. It's just that's how people get their news now. That's how people find out what's happening in the world. And it can lead to an encounter with Christ. A lot of people dismiss it and go, oh, yeah, I go to church and then my social media life is just something separate. It can actually be one and the same. And you never know how far you can go by having a good presence online. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is go through the Ten Commandments, but not the actual Ten Commandments, which you can see here. I thought I'd better put them up so no one gets confused. And you all know the Ten Commandments off by heart, don't you? I'm not going to test you because that might be embarrassing. What we've got on the other side is what I've called the evangelization commandments, but the online evangelization, hence the little hashtag. So then online evangelization was too long. So we're going to go through each one, and each of these commandments, which I've come up with some people in my team, but they're all based on teachings of the previous two popes. So that just shows how important social media evangelization is. Like, two popes have devoted letters and documents to this. So they're asking you to do it, and this is a way we can start. So first commandment, you shall not worship social media popularity. And there's a little quote from Pope Benedict there to support it. So sometimes, okay, we all kind of do this. Don't you? Like, it was my brother's wedding on Saturday. It was so lovely. I put photos up on Facebook and I'm like, oh my gosh, like 20 people like that photo. And like, you know, you get so excited and it's like, oh, now it's like 100 people. And then it's like, hang on a second. Like, it's lovely to share things with people. But if we start doing it just to become more popular and just for the attention, it kind of defeats the point. And it's the same as the first actual commandment is, you shall not have strange gods before me. So when you start thinking of your social media life as more important than your spiritual life or your general social life, that's where it can be like quite addictive. And, you know, it's a problem when it's addictive, because you might be there like at mass going, how many likes have I got now? I mean, please tell me you haven't done that. I think it's all very tempting for all of us. The thing is, the popularity on social media does not equal the worth of the person. And that's what we have to remember, because what it has shown is that people who crave social media popularity, the more you crave it, the more unhappy you are. And, you know, and I thought just, I'll put up, look at the difference between, like, who knows who the first girl is? Yes, isn't she awesome? Look how many followers she has. Look how many followers Justin Bieber has. Ah, can you all follow her, please? Pope Benedict's getting there. Pope Francis, sorry. But he still has a long way to go. Look at Kim Kardashian. I mean, really. Why are we following people who are not as inspiring as they should be? Okay, maybe they are inspiring. I don't know. I don't follow them. Maybe I can be proven wrong. But these are inspiring people. Now, social media, so if you have a lot of followers, just think of this. It doesn't mean it's worth, you're not getting your worth from your followers. And that's something to remember. If you do have a lot of followers, that's great. Use it for good. Use it for good, because it's like, okay, I've got a lot of followers on whatever social network I'm on, Instagram or Twitter. Use it for good. Share things that are positive and make a statement. Okay, the second commandment, you shall not speak in God's name if you cannot be charitable. So the actual second commandment is, you shall not take the Lord God's name in vain. Now, I love this quote. May the image of the Good Samaritan who tended to the wounds of the injured man by pouring oil and wine over them be our inspiration. So the point of this commandment is that if people know you as Christian and you're being negative online, you're acting in God's name. You're making a bad example for Christians. We need to be like the Good Samaritan. So the parable of the Good Samaritan, for those who don't know it, is, you know, he found an injured man on the ground. He didn't know him. He was a complete stranger, and he tended to him and he helped him. And, you know, he's that sign of Christian compassion. It's a parable about Christian compassion. We need to also have that compassion online. So if you see a friend post something, they're in a really bad, very bad place, don't like screenshot it and send it to people and go, ha ha, isn't this funny? Maybe you should send them a private message and say, can I help you? Is everything okay? Because you can actually save someone's life that way. Or you can at least make their day a lot better. And then if you remember that video, how things affect people, that little bit of positivity can then affect their relationships with other people. That's how you change the world. It seems like such a little thing, but you can change the world by doing this. And don't underestimate it. Okay, third commandment. So the actual third commandment is, you know, take Sunday seriously. So go to Mass on Sundays, etc. We've changed it to do not text or use Facebook at Mass. Don't put social media before your spiritual life. And this actually, I was sitting at Mass the other day and the kid in front of me was on Facebook and he's like scrolling through, and it was so distracting because I was like, oh, what is that? Like that photo of him over there. And I'm like, hang on, focus. It's, you're not only distracting yourself, you might not be interested, but you're closing yourself up to what could be really, really positive, but you're also distracting other people as well. And you know, this quote from Pope Benedict really explains it. when we have so much information around us. You can access Facebook and Twitter and Instagram all the time, wherever you are. You need those moments of silence at some point. Don't be like this little kid again. I just love him. I just keep sharing this photo because it's just, I know, he's so cute. Anyway, but don't be this kid. Be the person who's fully engaged in the moment and really be present for other people. And, you know, use your social media evangelization at another point, but take those moments when you're at Mass, when you're in prayer, and really focus. Okay, fourth evangelization commandment, online evangelization commandment. So it's honour your mother and father. So we've changed this to be pro-family. So like and share posts that promote family values. So in a world where everyone is so, there's a lot of people who are really lonely, really lonely. They might have, you know, good friends at one point, but then because we're all connected online, we forget to actually meet up with people face to face. So we need to show people that we are a family online and that we can promote family values. I'm going to show you. So look, I'm showing off. That's my brother and his bride. That was Saturday. I know, isn't it cute? Just after I said don't always promote your own photos, and I'm promoting my own photo, but oh. Now, if you see happy moments like this, like them, encourage them. That's the way you create a positive message online. I'll show you another one. That's a friend of mine. Aw. Can I get an aw? Aw. Isn't she cute? And just way too good looking. I'm sorry. But anyway, by promoting things that are positive, liking them, encouraging them, that's how you change the culture online instead of like things that are always ugly all the time. Because there's a lot of, you know what, the worst thing, when I was preparing this, I did an image search and Googled selfie. And I was like, that was the worst thing I ever did. So, like, there's a lot of ugly stuff out there. We should be sharing things that are beautiful. Don't do that. Don't Google selfie. It's terrible. You get, like, a million Kim Kardashians. Okay, the fifth evangelization commandment. Build others up, never bring people down. So the fifth commandment is you shall not kill. So what has that got to do with social media? This quote from Pope Francis is perfect. Words, too, can kill. Just as we must not take the life of our neighbour, nor must we direct the venom of our anger towards them with slander. So words on social media as well can kill. It can kill people's spirits. It can. You might not consider yourself a bully in real life, but if you're saying things to people online that are really affecting them, that is bullying, and we need to stop that. This is up to you guys. You guys have to go back to wherever you were from, like from your city, if you're from Adelaide, back to your schools, if you're from other states, back to your states, and you need to carry this with you. We need to show people that we can use positive language online. No more bullying. No more bullying. And I want you all to get out your phones and take a photo of this pledge. It's a pledge against cyberbullying, and I want you to keep it because you have to be the generation that stops that. It's getting so bad, you guys need to stop it. Take a photo. Yes, good. Whoever's got their phones, I'll give you a moment. Okay, sorry, did you miss out? You can share it with each other. I said share positive things, you can share it with each other. Okay, next commandment. Who knows what the sixth commandment is? Just do not commit adultery, that's it. So like, what has that got to do with social media? So instead of being like negative all the time, let's turn it to something positive. Let's say, let's share what is, instead of like all the do not, do not, do not, let's share what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful. So we need to show people that being good people, being is beautiful. It's something beautiful. And, you know, let our communication be the balm which relieves pain and a fine wine that gladdens hearts. Share things like this. How does that make you feel good? Yes, that makes me feel good. It's beautiful. Let's take away, like, all, there's so much, impurity online. There's a lot. And it's so tempting to, like, share it because it's kind of funny. It's like, we should be countering it. Like, okay, you don't have to put Pope Francis on your Facebook page. People might think you're a bit weird. I get that. But find things that are really encouraging and positive and just drown out all of that with a sea of good. And that's what you can do. Drown it out with a sea of good. Okay, seventh commandment is you shall not steal. I've changed it as you shall retweet, share, link, repost, because this is a really important quote. Unless the good news is made known in the digital world, it may be absent in the experience of many people for whom this space is important. So if people, if your friends are not seeing positive things from you, they might never see it. They might, if you see a good story and you don't share it, a lot of people will never see it. And that includes things about the faith, but it also includes things about your social life, about just life in general. If you hear about someone who's very inspirational, it's so important to talk about that so that we can drown out all the negativity that is online. Okay, eighth commandment is you shall not lie. That applies online as well. Be honest online. So show your authentic self in your online profile. So we need to be authentic because we will start believing that if we've got this like fake persona, we're going to start believing that we're that fake persona. But also it means it's kind of easy to make yourself look good on social media but then neglect your real self. Like, you don't want to be this guy. That would be really awkward. Like, he thinks he's really cool online but really he's just a guy that drinks beer and eats pizza and, you know, I think that might be one of my brothers. And anyway, I shouldn't say that, should I? No, I love my brothers. I've got six brothers. So we need to be, and the thing is, like, if you're not the ones that are showing how to be authentic online, how are you going to stop, like, the extremes? You know, there's a lot of people on there. You know when, like, the people pretend to be a Nigerian princess and, you know, we need to show people that you can be authentic. Like, you don't want, you know those emails that you get and it's like, I'm a Nigerian princess and I want to meet you and spend lots of money, send me money and I'll come and take you to my kingdom. Anyway, maybe you don't get those emails. It might be a different thing. Okay. It's spam. You know your parents get those emails. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The ninth commandment. Show yourself online as a child of God. So, it's not enough to be a passerby on the digital highway, simply connected. Connections need to grow into true encounters. We cannot live apart, closed in on ourselves. We need to love and be loved. We need tenderness. What does all this mean? So we need to make sure for our own good that we're spending time with other people beyond the online world. Use social media as a way to connect to people, but then take it to that next level. Hang out with your friends. Look, you're all doing it now. It's really good. But be truly present. Don't be on social media all the time when you're with your friends. Capture a moment, share it, but then, you know, you need to just switch off sometimes. I say that as I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at the time. I don't have... My watch is Sydney time. I'm very confused.
Sydney.
Oh, we have Sydney people. How many Sydney people do we have? Actually, there are only Adelaide. Who's Adelaide here? Oh, come on, Adelaide. What about Melbourne? I thought you were Sydney. You just, thank you. I like you guys. What, did I hear a Tassie? Where's Tassie? Oh, well done. There's some Tassie. Who else have we got? I know, I should have asked you this at the beginning. Albury. Wow. Wagga. Oh, my gosh. We should do a like count at the end, see which state is the most. What are you guys at the back? What are you guys?
Sydney.
Sydney. Yeah. Well done. Canberra. Who's Canberra? Okay. Oh, look at these girls. They're so pretty. Oh, yeah. Just show them as an example of like being a children of God, spending time with your friends. Selfies are good because you're with your friends, so that's okay to use social media like that. Okay, last one. So the last commandment is about envy, coveting your neighbour's goods, being jealous. I think this is really hard to do on social media. So the 10th commandment is be truly happy for other people. This is a great quote from St. John Vianney. Let us be good Christians and we shall no more envy the good fortune of our neighbour. We shall never speak ill of him. We shall enjoy a sweet peace. Our soul will be calm and we shall find paradise on earth. So if you're not jealous of people, you will have interior peace. I find this really hard when I'm on Facebook. Like when I see all my friends are in like Hawaii or something and I'm at home at work, I kind of look like this kid here. I'm like, I sit on the computer going, I really wish I was in Hawaii. But you can be happy for people, be really happy for people. And it is hard actually not to fall into really serious jealousy, because when you're jealous of someone, the only person that is affected is you. You're the one that becomes, you lack peace. So you do yourself a favour and really train yourself to be happy for people. And if it's too much, if it's like everyone's doing something amazing and you couldn't go because you're sick or you had to babysit or something or other, you know, maybe just switch off social media that time, because if you're going to be, if you're going to sit there and be jealous, the only person unhappy will be yourself. Okay, now I know that's 10 commandments, but I've kind of added an 11th because I think this is really important. And Chris, we need to show that Christians can be fun. I'm just going to take a break for a moment and play the video that I'm sure you've all seen by now. So this was taken from a news cross in America, and this woman just went, because she's so hilarious, it went viral. Hands up who's seen that before. Yeah, hands up who've seen some of the many memes about that before. Yes. So some of these are like ordinary memes, but you can use that. When the Pope is elected, smoke comes out of a chimney to say that there's a white smoke, to say that there's a new Pope. We can use these like funny things. You think, oh, like, you know, we can make fun of ourselves sometimes. Like, Christians should be fun. And I think this is an important, a little 11th commandment to add to it, because we shouldn't be ashamed of being Christian. At the same time, we shouldn't be too serious, like, oh, everything you're doing is offending me as a Christian. Like, we've got to know where to have fun, and we need to make fun of ourselves, and of course being respectful all the time, like never be disrespectful. But, you know, we've got to show that we can be funny as well. Like the one down the bottom, read the entire Summa. I mean, I bet no one's heard of that there. That's like you have? Wow. I'm so impressed. Who wrote it? Wow, Thomas Aquinas, there you go. See, how many people actually would know that, though? But if you see that on Facebook, you're probably going to Google it. It's like, what does that mean? It's a document from a great saint. I'm so impressed by this over here. Well done. I should have brought prizes. Come to the XT3 stall, I'll give you a prize. XT3.com, we're in the expo area. If you were at our workshop, guys, if you were at this workshop, come and see me at the Encounter Expo area at the XT3 stall, and I'll make sure I give you like some cool Bible highlighter pencils or headphones or something. Okay, quick activity. Who can name all of these? And just to save embarrassment, XT3.com is the one that I'm talking about, the Catholic one. So, you know, in case you're like, what is that? Who can name all of them? Who got all but one? Who's just missing one? Yeah? Do you? You've got all of them? You're just missing one. Why don't you come up and tell us? Come up and tell them. Come and tell us what they are. Yeah, come on, give him a clap. Is anyone else? Anyone else want to help him? Has anyone else got all of them or close to? Anyone? Over here? Okay, come up, a volunteer. Come on. Yes. Up on the stage because I won't hear you. All right. You do first half and then get to you to do the second half. Go on.
Oh, first half?
Can I do the first half?
Okay, good. First half.
Okay.
Well, let's go. What? I didn't even half.
Google Plus.
Yeah.
Pinterest.
Actually, as I do each one, can you put your hand up if you're on them? Who's on Google Plus? Is it good?
No.
Really?
It's not.
Okay, what about this one?
Pinterest.
Who's on Pinterest?
Me.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Oh my God.
Do the rest of them.
No, what's this?
Reddit.
How do you use it?
50-50.
Yeah. Don't go on it.
XT3. Reddit. RSS feed.
Yeah.
That's the one I get.
Bing.
Blogger.
Yeah.
Blogger.
Yeah.
Tumblr.
I thought that was Twitter.
Oh.
I think we're switching over.
I don't know. That's one I didn't know. It's Facebook.
Who's on Facebook? Am I in the way? Is everyone on Facebook?
Yeah.
Is Facebook not cool anymore, or is it still cool?
Facebook.
What's this?
Twitter.
Yeah. Who's on Twitter? I'm not seeing many hands. Are none of you guys on Twitter?
No.
You don't like Twitter? What's this one?
Instagram.
This one?
YouTube.
Well, you kind of have an account on YouTube. Do you have a YouTube user?
Flickr.
He's on Flickr. Maybe.
I don't know that one.
Do you know this one? Anyone know this one?
We need help.
Yeah, well done. You're definitely getting a prize. Come and see me after. It's similar to Reddit.
SoundCloud.
What's
this? SoundCloud.
If you, sorry, yeah.
LinkedIn, yeah. Yeah. Is that Bing? Beats. Beats by Dre. Isn't it?
This one?
Is it Bing?
This is an old one. Bebo. Guys, give our volunteers a clap. Part of that, what I wanted to just show by that activity is some of those were really, really big at some point and then they just kind of disappear and it's like, is that even... I don't even know, is Bebo even still around? Does anyone... No. That was huge a few years ago. It was huge. Yeah, and it's just like, even though, like, I think Facebook is going to be around and Instagram will be around a long time, but just to show you, like, it doesn't matter how obsessed you get with these networks, they're not going to be around forever. So that's why you've got to keep up your friendships outside them, because they do die out. Though I think YouTube will be around, like, forever. I hope so, because I love YouTube. Okay, so I'm going to flick to this slide. I'm just skipping through because I'm going to let you go. I know it's a packed schedule, let you go soon. Here's just a list of a few websites which I recommend that have very shareable stuff. So if you're interested in learning more about the faith but very, like, youth-friendly, these are some great websites. Take a photo of the screen if you're interested. If you're someone who is involved in youth ministry in some way or you need some help with, like, some of your RE, these are really great websites. So just put those up there. Okay. All right. Oh, sorry. I'll leave it for a second. I get a bit too excited and go really fast. Okay. Ready? God. What school are you guys, by the way? What state? Oh, you're from Sydney too. Ah, there you go. Okay. Last thing I'd like to do is a really quick personal reflection just to think about. Okay. So what I want to know now is, do you think it's possible to evangelize online? Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
Yes. Do you do it already? Do you? No. Why not?
It's hard.
It's hard. Why is it hard?
In my defense, other people who don't like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so we've got to be charitable in everything we say.
Aware.
Yes, yes. Because you can't be, if you're aggressive to people or you're over the top, it can put people off. At the same time, we can't be scared as well. So don't say things that are going to be offensive, but also don't use that as an excuse. Sometimes you need to say something. So if someone's like attacking someone online, you've got to stand up for them, even if it's a bit scary. That's evangelizing. You don't have to be talking about Jesus, you don't have to be talking about God or the faith, but if you're standing up for people and you're standing up for good values, that's what it means to evangelize online. Now, if it's scary to do it and that's what's stopping you, that's why I showed you the Christians going to the lions at the beginning. They would have been scared, but you guys can do it. I mean, what's going to happen? Like, it might end up being really good conversations. You just have to be considerate of other people. You have to take their, like, it's what you said is very true. You've got to assess the situation and make sure that you're being considerate of other people. I'd like to just know, do you think it's hard for people to know that you're Catholic when you're online or Christian or standing up for something? Do you think it's hard? Is it a bit, are you worried people might criticise you, or is that what it is sometimes? Do you think we need to change this? Yes. Who's going to change it? Us. Well, you, not just me. I'm older than you. You don't, I mean, I can do it in my sphere, but you guys are the next generation. I showed you at the beginning. You're the ones that need to make yourself felt in this era where there's so much negativity, so much going on, you guys are the positive energy that are going to go through your personal relationships and online. You're the ones that are going to change the world. So you can do it. Okay, so I'm going to skip this because I'm going to let you go because I know it's 10-2, but I think we're going to finish with a prayer because a lot of people don't put like social media life and prayer life together. This is a social media prayer, and I want you to go back and be inspired to change the way you use social media and to bring the negative world out there to be something positive. You don't always have to go out and talk about the faith. If that's not the most appropriate thing, but you can make it a better place. You can be positive. You can stand up for people. So let's finish with this prayer together, okay? In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. We'll say it together. Father God, thank you that you are the God who communicates, a God who has spoken. Thank you for your word, the Bible, and for the word made flesh. As we desire to serve you and communicate you to a world who needs to see you clearly, will you help us to live for you in all of the places you call us to, whether online or offline? Thank you that you are the Lord of the universe. Thank you that you are the Lord of Facebook, of Twitter, of Google+, and of all the media that are yet to come. And thank you for this community you have called us to be part of. We want to pray for those who can't be with us, that by our use of technology, we can even in some small way capture and communicate all that you are saying to us here. Help us as we desire to be part of your communications plan in word, status update, tweet and deed. For your glory we pray. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. So thank you everyone. One thing I'll say before we do all the goodbyes, if you do want to share this, what all the amazing stuff you're getting with your friends, all the plenary sessions are being streamed live. So like tomorrow night, 7 p.m, if you know people at home, it might be your parents, your family, your siblings, your friends, and they tell them to watch online. It's on the Youth Festival website. There's a link there, or it's on also on xt3.com. We're the ones that are streaming it. So this is the first step. You know, we just said we want to be there for people who can't be with us now to get all this amazing input that you're getting. You can do that online. So share it, tweet it, Facebook it, whatever you do, Snapchat it, and go out and evangelise online. Well done, guys. Thank you.
That was Mary Broadsmith with Being a Witness on Social Media. This talk is from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015 and was recorded as a collaboration between XT3 and Cradio. And for more from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival, and for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.